This is going to be really high yield for the USMLE and for Family Medicine okay. Shelf. They're going to show you an image of generally someone's upper back, and you're going to see what appears to be a mix of hypopigmentation and hyperpigmentation. In reality, it's just you have hypopigmentation that's accentuated when someone's exposed to the sun because the adjacent skin becomes tan. So They're going to show you this image, and they're going to want you to spot diagnose it as malassezia furfur, tinea versicolor.
Yes, I see.
It produces a toxin that breaks down fatty acids in the skin, and it causes the hypopigmentation. And yes, topical selenium is the treatment. Okay, super high yield.
Gotcha, okay.
When do we give permethrin?
Permethrin
is for scabies.
Scabies, okay, I was not even close, okay.
Topical permethrin is for scabies, and it's okay. Also, topical permethrin is also for lice. Pediculosis is a more sophisticated way of saying lice.
Gotcha. Okay.
Pediculosis capitis, head lice. Pediculosis corporis, body lice. So permethrin is for both scabies and for pediculosis. Family medicine really wants you to know how to treat tinea capitis.
Yes. And that is oral griseal fulvin.
Correct. So oral griseal fulvin for patient only in tinea capitis. Okay, also known as cradle cap. They want you to know the image.
That's right. Okay.
And don't share hats. That's actually another question I ask.
Interesting. Okay.
You say, how do you best prevent? Answer is avoidance of sharing hats. And they'll have other answers like using shampoo and stuff. It's just avoid hat sharing.
Gotcha.
It's on the forms.
Gotcha.
Perfect. Treatment for tinea corporis, ringworm, is topical miconazole or topical clotrimazole.
Miconazole or the second one, sorry?
Clotrimazole,
okay.
Topical azoles. Treatment.
Perfect.
Treatment for tinea pedis is topical antifungals. So topical terbinafine is first line, but I have also seen topical azoles as an answer in a question, but they did not list topical terbinafine in the same question.
Gotcha.
Onychomycosis, fingernail infection with fungus, is...
Was that the big toenail only, or just any
toenails?
Gotcha.
And it can be fingernails. Okay.
Gotcha.
So oral terbinafine for onychomycosis.
Same thing. Okay.
6 weeks for fingernails, 12 weeks for toenails. They won't ask you duration. I'm just telling you that for your own knowledge.
Okay.
And cutaneous candidal infections. So let's say they give you a woman who has a high BMI and they tell you she has a warm, moist, red plaque under one of her breasts. That's cutaneous candida.
Gotcha.
And you're going to give oral fluconazole.
Okay.
You need to know diabetes is a greater risk factor than obesity for candidal infections.
Gotcha. And when then would we give nystatin for candida?
Great. So nystatin mouthwash is used for oropharyngeal candidiasis.
That's right.
Nystatin mouthwash for oropharyngeal candidiasis.
Mouthwash, okay.
Topical nystatin can also be used for vaginal candidiasis.
Okay.
That's often used first line because the correct medicine is you technically are supposed to do LFTs before commencing an azole because azoles are hepatotoxic. Same with terbinafine.
Azoles, terbinafine, hepatotoxic.
Azoles and terbinafine can increase your LFTs. So the correct medicine is you're supposed to check someone's LFTs before commencing those drugs. So when we talk about vaginal candidiasis, topical nystatin is first line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often menacing for women. They'll try it for a couple weeks. Sometimes it doesn't work. And then they'll finally have like a fluconazole pill and it'll go away instantly.
Interesting.
Now, esophageal candidiasis?
Yes.
That's more venturing into the internal medicine stuff now. But
okay.
just to complete the candidal discussion is that you treat that with oral fluconazole. So when we talk about oropharyngeal candidiasis, that's nystatin mouthwash. But esophageal candidiasis is going to be oral fluconazole.
Oh, that's tricky. Okay, esophageal is oral fluconazole versus oropharyngeal was the nystatin.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you.